Welcome to the East City Wesleyan Church podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to learn more about East City Wesleyan Church, please go to ecw.org.nz for more information. Now, here's your podcast. Hey, good morning, church, and I am so glad that you've joined today. I'm Pastor Joey, if you're visiting with us online this morning. And you could be doing anything really right now, but you chose to tune in live right now to church. And I'm really thankful for that, and that's really telling. What it tells you and tells us is that you really care about your spiritual journey. You really care about tuning in and gathering together, even though it's virtual, gathering in with the body of Christ. And you are intentional about your own discipleship when it comes to following Jesus. And that is not something we should just kind of take for granted. The fact that you're here right now speaks volumes. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I'm really passionate about that I think is really important for the season that we find ourselves in, hopefully until August 26th and no further. But first, I want to ask you this question. Why is your life so busy? Why is it so busy? Just take a second and think about it. Maybe you have a lot of different evening commitments. Maybe you work a lot, like 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Maybe you have a lot of kids and you have no time to yourself because your kids take all of your time from you. Or maybe you just volunteer for so many different things to where you find that you have no time. And it seems like in life today, the most valuable thing that we have is our time. Last week, Josh talked about time and time management. And this week, we're going to talk about time, but in a different sense of priorities and making sure we do the proper things and the most important things first. But the world around us is constantly buying for our time. They want our time because time is valuable. But when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, there's something that's really interesting. Jesus is not like with a megaphone yelling at you saying, spend time with me. He's a lot more subtle. He kind of prompts us to spend time with him, but he doesn't force us to spend time with him. Typically, the most urgent things get our attention immediately. So whether there's an emergency at home or at the office, or whether it's just the day-to-day grind of living life, the thing is, we are constantly bombarded with tasks and things that take up our time. But when it comes to Jesus, he's not like that. He's much more subtle. He prompts us to spend time with him. Just a few moments ago, Abby read John 15, 1 through 11, and it is one of my favorite passages. And it's all about how we need to stay connected to Jesus in order for us to bear fruit and to actually find real life in him. This is probably not an unfamiliar passage with you if you've read the Bible at all or if you've been in church for a while. This is a really important metaphor where Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. So there's two things I really want to talk about today from this passage. I don't need to reread it because it was already just read. And the first thing is this: stay connected to Jesus. Verse 4 says this: remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. This is the thing. If the analogy, if the illustration here is correct, if Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, then we need to stay connected to him in order to find life. We cannot find life disconnected from him. He is eternal life. He is our life in the present. He really matters. The word that Jesus uses in this verse is remain, or it can also be translated as abide. It's something that doesn't really happen just once. It's kind of like an ongoing verb. It continually happens. And what's interesting is this isn't just a suggestion that Jesus gives his followers. It's more of a command. Jesus is saying, if you are a part of me, if you are associated with me, then you remain in me, you abide in me, you can rest in me, you find life in me, you're the branch on the vine, you're connected to me, stay connected to me. This is basically what Jesus is trying to communicate to his disciples and to us right now. But here's another question for you. What does it look like to stay connected to Jesus in 2020? What's it look like? Because I just said earlier that there are so many things that are wanting our attention, are wanting our time. It seems like we've never been busier in human history somehow. We are the busiest probably generation and era to ever live. However, the command that Jesus has for us to remain in him, to abide in him, still stands. So what does it look like to spend time with Jesus, to stay connected to Jesus in 2020? Well, I think it looks like this. I think it looks like prioritizing Jesus. I think it's so easy for us to wake up and to create unhealthy habits in our life to where we prioritize different things, different distractions, instead of Jesus. So I'll give you an example in my own life. When I wake up in the morning, one of the biggest temptations I have, instead of spending time with Jesus right when I wake up, is to go on YouTube and to watch videos while I eat breakfast. This is a horrible habit that I think I need to get rid of. No, not that I think I need to get rid of. I actually need to get rid of. Instead of that, what I should do is maybe when I have breakfast in the morning, I open up my Bible and I pray and I spend time with Jesus. It's not that I'm too busy to spend time with Jesus. That's actually not my issue. My issue is I don't prioritize my life in such a way where it is easy to spend time with Jesus, where I have nothing else to do but spend time with Jesus. John Wesley, the guy who kind of founded the Wesleyan movement, he had a practice early in the morning of spending time in Bible reading and prayer. If he knew the day that he was going to go about doing was really busy, what he did was he made sure he spent extra long periods of time in prayer that morning. And I'm not talking like 10 minutes, I'm talking like hours. But we're not John Wesley. We can't function necessarily on 4 hours of sleep. Yes, he only got roughly 4 hours of sleep. Most people would die, but somehow he made it to, I think, close to the age of 80, which is a huge shock. However, what his life illustrates for us is that he prioritized spending time with Jesus. He prioritized staying connected to Jesus because it really matters. Because what he realized and what we need to realize today is that we find life when we stay connected to Jesus. The passage actually says that he removes anything that does not bear fruit. And if we aren't staying connected to him, we don't bear fruit and we kind of don't actually have a relationship with him if we don't get to know him. It's easy to know a lot of facts about Jesus, but it's a lot more difficult and a lot more of a different thing to actually know Jesus, to spend time with Jesus. And Jesus has this beautiful, wonderful life that he wants you and I to experience with him. And the only way that we can experience that with him is through getting to know him, is through remaining in him, it is through abiding in him and spending time with him. When people like me start to talk about what it means to spend time with Jesus, we start to have the temptation to look at this legalistically. So let me explain. We are not earning our salvation through spending time with Jesus. It is not us who initiates salvation. It is Jesus who initiates salvation. And all we do is respond and receive his gift of salvation to us that he has already accomplished through his death and resurrection. However, Jesus wants us to make the effort to spend time with him. It's when we make the effort to spend time with him that we are actually transformed and changed and are able to actually experience this kind of life that he describes, especially in the Gospel of John, which is where this passage is. And it is really important that we don't feel guilty, that we don't feel a sense of shame because we aren't spending enough time with Jesus. Jesus doesn't work like that. What he wants is for us to enjoy him, to participate with him, and just to spend time with him. He doesn't want it to be a burden. He wants it to be a joy. And typically, these types of disciplines of spending time with Jesus, they might start with a lot of effort. But over time, this effort turns to just a normal aspect of who you are and a normal habit of who you are. And it's just, you just spend time with Jesus. But it takes time, months, years, decades to cultivate this kind of habit where we just naturally want to spend time with Jesus. Because I could tell you this, when you spend a lot of time with Jesus, everything else seems completely inferior to these moments where you spend time with Him, whether it's in Bible reading, whether it's in prayer, fasting, meditating on His Word, in silence and solitude. There's so many different ways to spend time with Jesus. In confession, but I know that spending time with Jesus is worth it, and it is contagious. Now here's the second thing. When we are connected to Jesus, we bear fruit. That's what the verse says. So the last half of verse 4 says this. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. What Jesus is saying is that when we are connected to Him, we bear fruit. Not literally, obviously, even though it would be cool to extract an apple somehow, because I love apples. But no, that's not what He's talking about. What He's talking about is character. He's talking about who you are changes. He's saying that if you're connected to me, who you are and what you look like is substantially different to who you used to be, simply because you are connected to Jesus. That's it. You actually ultimately begin to look a lot more like Jesus because you're connected with Jesus. It's kind of like the whole thing of bad company corrupts, but it's the exact opposite. Good company actually influences and encourages good behavior and a good character. And this is what it means to spend time with Jesus. When we spend time with Him, we are actually changed from the inside out to look more like Him. We begin to experience and to actually live out what it means to love people, to be patient, to be kind, to have self-control, to be servant-hearted, to have compassion, humility, joy, and peace. All these different things begin to be a part of our lives simply through staying connected to Jesus and spending time with Him. For a lot of my Christian life, I did not know that I actually had to spend time with Jesus to be a Christian. So I became a Christian when I was in the sixth grade in North America, so I would have been about 11 turning 12. And I didn't know that I was supposed to spend time with Jesus, and I'm not joking, until I was probably about 19. So there was about an 8-year period where I believed that what it meant to be a Christian was just to believe some confessional things and to say you're a Christian and go to church. I didn't know that I needed to actually be connected to Jesus to have a relationship with Him. I thought it was, oh, I believe the right things, so therefore I'm a Christian, I'm good to go. But I was becoming very frustrated with myself and with my life because I knew that Jesus was supposed to transform people. However, I hadn't actually experienced any transformation, and I was getting really frustrated. So in my second year of university, I gave God a bit of an ultimatum, and I said, Jesus, I said, if you don't change my heart and change my life, I don't really know if I can believe this whole Christianity thing. Because if it doesn't actually have real application in my life and in the world around me, then why would I believe it? Why would I trust it? Because it doesn't seem real if that's the case. And God did hear my prayer. He heard my prayer through influencing me with different people and with a particular class, where I learned that I need to spend time with Jesus if I actually want to see life transformation in my heart. But that's not the point. The point is to spend time with Jesus for the sake of spending time with Jesus. And the whole bearing fruit aspect of it is kind of like a really awesome byproduct of it, that we get transformed as a result of having a relationship with Jesus or we spend time with Him. And one thing I noticed is that within a 3-month period of me actually taking intentional steps to read my Bible and pray, it was literally just those two things for like 10, 15 minutes a day. That's it. I noticed that I was becoming more patient, more loving, more caring, more compassionate towards people, even people I didn't even know, which was a complete shock to me. And people even came up to me and said, Joey, I don't really know what's changed, but I know something's different about you. And this was news to me because I wasn't actually making any effort on my own to be a better person. It was simply through hanging out with Jesus, spending time with Jesus, that I actually was able to be a different person. And it takes now, in the current moment, conscious effort for me to continually spend time with Jesus, and He continually changes my heart, and I'm continually more in love with Him and more in love with other people as well, as a result of just simply staying connected to Him, staying connected to the vine as I am the branch. Think of it like this. A lot of us have phones. The only way our phone is able to actually function the way a phone is meant to function is if it is plugged in, if it has a power source, and if it gets recharged. And think about it like this. If you are called to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, and you are supposed to look a certain way. You don't look a certain way simply through willing yourself to look a certain way and be somebody, to have a certain type of character. That's not how it works. You need to plug into a source. And in that sense, Jesus is our source of life, and he allows us to function how we are always intended to function, which is to love him and to love others, not in a superficial way, but in an actual, real, and authentic way. So if you want to know what it looks like to be a Christian and what it looks like to spend time on Jesus, just think of your phone. Your phone needs to get plugged in, needs to get recharged, and that's kind of what it means to spending time with Jesus. But this is where the illustration breaks down a little bit, because we don't plug into Jesus just simply for the benefits. That's not what we do. We plug into Jesus. We stay connected to Jesus because of who he is. He is God, he is Lord, and he is King. Simply because of those things, those just who he is, we want to be with him. We want to stay connected to him. We want to be associated with him. We want to love him. However, simply by being with him and staying connected with him, the byproduct of that is that we bear fruit. We are actually changed because the King, through staying connected to the King, our hearts are ultimately transformed and turned towards him. So as we wrap things up, what's the application today? Well, the obvious application is we need to stay connected to Jesus through doing different things like reading a Bible and praying, especially with the season that we're in right now, again, where we are kind of disconnected from each other a little bit, and we need to really reconnect with Jesus and sustain this Christian life through being connected with Jesus. However, not everybody is in the same place. So let me say this. Some people have a well-established connection with Jesus through Bible reading and prayer through many different means. And for some people, reading their Bible 30 minutes a day is really easy, and praying 30 minutes a day is really easy. For others, we haven't read our Bible or prayed to Jesus maybe in the last week, month, few months beyond just going to church. And this is where this what I'm about to share is really important. Do as you can, not as you can't. This is probably one of the most valuable lessons that a mentor of mine has ever told me and given to me. Do as you can, not as you can't. Which means if you don't read your Bible and pray, then don't make yourself read the Bible and pray for like 30 minutes a day when you haven't been doing that at all. Just begin with small steps. Maybe read a verse and then pray for a minute. And then go on from there. Do as you can, not as you can't. And we are simply drawing near to God, remaining in Jesus, because we are the branches and he is the vine. We are simply doing this because of who he is, because we love him, because we want to be associated with him, because he is King and Lord of our lives. And as a result of that, he wants to change our hearts and allow us to be who he has ultimately created us to be, which is citizens of his kingdom who look like him.